From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Now that the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled same-sex couples can legally marry, more LGBT Missourians will have access to rights and benefits that were previously out of reach, including access to their spouse's health insurance. KBIA's Hope Kerwin has more.
Boone County Recorder of Deeds Nora Dietzel says June 26 was a busy morning for her.
It was a lot of excitement here in the office.
That's when the U.S. Supreme Court announced their decision requiring all states to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Dietzel says she got a call almost immediately from one couple who'd had their application on file for almost a year.
The moment that I read the Supreme Court ruling on the Google, on the computer, my phone was ringing and it was them.
45 minutes later, Angie Boyle and Laura Zinser were holding their marriage license. At the time, Boyle told KBIA's Sarah Shariari they'd been waiting for 19 years to have a wedding.
And all the benefits that come with marriage.
Right.
It, you know, extremely important.
One spousal benefit that LGBT Missourians will now have access to is employer-sponsored health insurance. According to a 2012 report from the Missouri Foundation for Health, less access to employer-sponsored coverage has contributed to poorer health outcomes and fewer doctor's visits among the LGBT population. And Andrew Shaughnessy, manager of public policy for state LGBT advocacy organization PROMO, says same-sex couples will see other benefits from sharing health coverage.
Immediately, your premiums go down, and you know, immediately you get access to the opportunity to go to the doctor and not fear having a huge medical bill.
So far, the Boone County Recorder of Deeds office has only issued 17 licenses to same-sex couples. With so few cases across the state, it's hard to estimate the decision's impact on LGBT health. But other states that recognized same-sex marriage before last month's decision could give Missouri an idea of what's to come.
We found that in the year after New York adopted the Marriage Equality Act, employer-sponsored insurance went up for men and women in same-sex relationships. And interestingly, Medicaid went down for those two groups.
Gilbert Gonzalez is a PhD candidate at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health. In a recent publication in the Journal of the American Medical Association, he looked at health insurance coverage among same-sex couples in New York before and after the state passed its 2011 Marriage Equality Act. Gonzalez found that after same-sex marriage was legalized, more than 5% more women and 6% more men in same-sex relationships reported having employer-sponsored health insurance. The rate of individuals who reported not having coverage also went down in both categories. And while New York may be a very different state, Gonzalez says there will be changes to the way LGBT Missourians can access care.
Married same-sex couples, they can enter the health insurance marketplaces, whether it's healthcare.gov or the state-based marketplaces together, and they'll be able to be determined for Medicaid together.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Hope Kerwin.